Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
In 3, 2...
I'm Georgie O'Call and this is The Sweat 7.
You don't need any special equipment, just as long as you've got a bit of space. And if you need any help, check out the animations in the show notes.
Stop immediately if you feel unwell.
Welcome back to another Sweat 7 full body workout. So we're going to be working 40 seconds on each exercise, 20 seconds off. We got some relatively complex moves in this one today, so I would urge you to check out the animations at the Sweat 7 pod. Nothing here we haven't done before, but if you're new to Sweat 7 or relatively new to exercise, some of them might feel a little more unfamiliar. So check out the animations, but I'll talk you through what we'll be doing. We'll be starting with your side lunges, just alternating sides, then bringing it down to the mat for your bear crawls, moving forward and back. Back to your feet for curtsy lunges, and then we're rolling through some inchworms. Back to your high plank for forward reaches, alternating sides, then onto your back for jackknives, and we finish off moving from your plank to your squat. So all those moves are up there on our Instagram if you want to check them out. Otherwise, we'll get going with our side lunges.
Six,
in 5 seconds.
Four, three, two, one.
Go. So into those side lunges to start off. We can start relatively slow through these, just opening everything up through the hips, working into those glutes, pushing the hips back, keeping the back nice and long, nice and straight, moving from one side to the other. So 40 seconds on each of these moves to really get into them, to really feel them out. You've got another 15 on these side lunges. 10 more seconds. Good, last 5, 3, 2, 1. Well done. So we're going to bring it down to the mat for your bear crawl. So in that bear crawl position, knees just hovering off the ground. 3 or 4 steps forward, 3 or 4 steps back, trying to move opposite hand, opposite foot as we move.
5.
In 3, 2, 1.
Go.
Good, into those bear crawls. So opposite hand, opposite foot. We move a few paces forward and then a few paces back, keeping those shins about an inch from the ground. Knees stay just hovering off the mat. Back stays nice and long, nice and flat. As we move through these, we glide through your bear crawls. Forward and back, you are over the halfway point. Move into the edge of your mat or the edge of your space, and then all the way back for 10 more seconds. Last 5, 3, 2, 1. good. Onto your feet. So we're going to come into your curtsy lunges next. So on your feet, we step one foot back behind the other leg like a curtsy, sinking down into it till we feel it in our glutes, and then up and over to the other side in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So alternating through our curtsy lunges, stepping one foot back and across behind the other leg, sinking into it, and then up and over to the other side. So as I said, some more complex moves on this one. This might be a good one to try out a few times to really refine these moves. But you've got another 20 seconds on your curtsy lunges, really working into those glutes as we sink down into it, and then up and over to the other side. 10 more seconds. Good, last 5. Give me a couple more for 3, 2, 1. Nice. Next up, we're coming into your inchworm. So staying where you are on your feet for now, we're going to drop chin to chest, roll it all the way down, walk it all the way out to your high plank, and then walk your hands back towards your feet, roll it all the way back up.
5, 4, in 3, 2, 1.
We move through those inchworms. So chin to chest, roll through the spine. Walk the hands out towards that high plank position, and then walk it all the way back up. If you want to make these a bit more challenging, by all means, add a push-up at the end of that inchworm. Otherwise, we're just walking it out, holding for a second in that high plank, and then walking it back up for another 15 seconds. Good, keep moving. 10 more seconds. Let's see if we can get one more in, all the way out and all the way back up. 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Well done. If you finish that one down in your high plank, that's good. That's where we're going to start the next move. So down on the mat from your high plank, we come into forward reaches. So reaching one arm forward, placing it back down, and then the other. In 3, 2, 1. Alternating forward reaches from your high plank position. So extending the crown of your head nice and long as we reach one arm up, bicep comes up next to your ear, fingertips point forward, place it back down, switch sides. And we're not trying to move super quickly through this, we're just trying to move with control. So seeing how much range we have in that shoulder, seeing how stable we can keep the rest of our body while one hand is off the ground. 10 more seconds. Here we go for 5, 3, 2, and 1. Excellent. Bring it on to your back. We're going to move into your jackknife. So starting position here, arms up over your head along the mat and legs nice and long on the mat. And then we lift up one hand opposite leg. We reach up towards the ankle. Then we drop back down to that starting position in 3, 2, 1. So jackknives, opposite hand reaches for opposite ankle. We come back down and the other side. Moving across that diagonal, one side, then the other. And depending on how flexy you are here, you might need to bend a knee. You might not get anywhere near your foot, or you might be able to reach all the way towards your toes with perfectly straight legs. That is what we're aiming for. We keep moving through it for another 10 seconds. Good. Keep lifting, keep reaching, and then back down. You've got 5 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Nice. So this final move, one of my favorites, we're jumping from your plank to your squat. So starting in that high plank position, you're going to jump both feet outside of your hands, sink into that squat, open up the chest, hands come off the ground, and then the hands back to the mat, fire those feet back out to your high plank in 3, 2, 1. So from your plank to your squat, we move from that high plank. We jump it forward. We keep those hips low. Hands come back to the ground. We fire those feet back to your plank. Super active, super explosive through this last move. We're jumping those feet out wide so we can sink into that squat. Bringing the arms up overhead if you can in that squat. And back to the mat. Jump the legs out. You've got 10 more seconds. Once you've got this move, start to increase the pace. 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Great work. Well done. So some spicy moves in there today. Let us know how you found it. We are at The Sweat 7 Pod on Instagram. On Twitter, I am at Georgie Ockle PT. Let me know if you enjoyed it, if you hated it. And I'll see you back here again for more Sweat 7.
Sweat 7 is written and presented by Georgie Ockle and is part of the Smart 7 Network, published by Daft Doris.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.